Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta keep reading, 'cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read. Gonna be a good book, 'cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read.
Pick up that book and turn the page. You'll never know just what you'll find. Information or fantasy, drama and art, I'll make you smart.
Everyone, you just heard
Good
Gotta
morning.
Keep Reading. You just heard Gotta Keep Reading by Florida's Ocoee Middle School. Good morning. I've got three authors here today, and we're ready to go. I'm author and illustrator J.D. Holliday, and welcome to With Storytime on the World of Ink Network here at Blog Talk Radio. It's Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern, on June 1st, 2013. It's story time can be listened to live at blogtalkradio.com/worldofinknetwork, or you can listen to it on demand at any time you like at the same address or on iTunes by researching World of Ink Network. This week's show, we have two stories, Can You Help Me Please, I'm Lost by Marjorie Simmons and The Sneezy Wheezy Day by Sharon Kramer. First, we have Can You Help Me Please, I Am Lost by Marjorie Simmons. Hi, Marjorie. Thank you for being here.
Hi, JD. Thank you very much for having me on today.
Oh, you're welcome. Tell us about Can You Help Me Please, I Am Lost.
My story is about a little boy named Tommy who is lost in the woods, and he asks the animals that he encounters to help him find his way home.
Okay. Go ahead.
Can You Help Me Please, I Am Lost, illustrated and written by Marjorie Simmons. Tommy and his mother were at the park just down the road from their house. They were going to have a little picnic and play in the park today. Tommy told his mother that he was going to go exploring. Mother told Tommy not to go far. As Tommy was exploring, he came to a long path that led into the woods. The sign beside the path, the walking path, Tommy thought that it would be a great adventure to go on. So he headed down the path. Tommy walked for quite a while and began to wonder if he had gotten lost. Just then, up ahead, he saw a turtle crossing the path. "Hello there, Mr. Turtle. Can you help me, please? I am lost and cannot find my way home." "Where did you come from?" said Mr. Turtle. "I come from my house," said Tommy. "I don't know where that is," said Mr. Turtle. "You should go and ask Mrs. Owl. She lives down the path in an old big oak tree." "Thank you very much, Mr. Turtle. I will go and ask Mrs. Owl if she can help me find my way home." "Hello there, Mrs. Owl. Mr. Turtle said that you might be able to help me find my way home. Can you help me, please, get back home?" "Where did you come from?" said Mrs. Owl. "I came from my house," said Tommy. "Well, I don't know where that is, but maybe if you go down the path a little ways, Mr. Porcupine, he might know how to get there." "Thank you very much, Mrs. Owl. I will go and ask Mr. Porcupine if he can help me get back home." "Hello there, Mr. Porcupine. Mrs. Owl said you might be able to help me. What is it that I can help you with, my boy?" said Mr. Porcupine. "I am lost and I need to find my way back home. Can you help me, please?" "Well, I'm not for sure where home is, but I do know that Mrs. Squirrel that lives in the big oak tree down the path runs all over these woods and she might know where your home is." "Thank you very much, Mr. Porcupine. I will go and ask Mrs. Squirrel if she knows how to get back home." "Hello there, Mrs. Squirrel. Can you help me get back home? I am lost and I am getting very tired. Mr. Porcupine said that you have been all over these woods and might be able to help me find my way home." "What is your name, little boy?" asked Mrs. Squirrel. "My name is Tommy." "How is it that you got lost, Tommy?" I was walking along the path and pretended I was on a great adventure and seemed to have lost my way. Can you help me, please? Well, the first thing you must do is stop and try to remember all of the things you passed on the way down the path. You see, if you can go back the same way you came, you will be able to find your way back home. I remember passing a big patch of blue flowers right before I was talking to Mr. Porcupine, said Tommy. That's good. What else can you remember? Said Mrs. Squirrel. I can remember right before I was talking to Mrs. Owl, I saw a great big falling log lying on the side of the path. That is very good, Tommy. What else can you remember? Said Mrs. Squirrel. Well, let me see. Oh, yes, I remember. There was a big patch of tall green bushes on the side of the path right before I met Mr. Turtle. I think I can find my way back home now. I remember that right before the patch of green bushes was the sign that said walking path, and that is where I started on my journey down the path in the woods. Thank you so very much for helping me, Mrs. Squirrel, said Tommy. You must always be careful when exploring not to get lost, and if you do, always remember the way you came and you will find your way back home, said Mrs. Squirrel. Tommy turned and walked back down the long path past the patch of big blue flowers, past the big oak tree, past the big fallen log, past the patch of tall green bushes, and ended up right at the big sign that said walking path. Tommy was so very happy that he had found his way home, and he would always remember the advice Mrs. Squirrel had given him. Tommy looked up and seen his mama. She had been looking for him. Tommy told her all about the adventure and meeting all the animals in the woods. Mommy just smiled and told Tommy that not to wander off too far anymore. Tommy and Mommy went home, and Tommy fell fast asleep in the car. He had a long and exciting day on his adventure in the woods. The end.
Thank you, Marjorie, for reading your story to us. It was so cute. I like the way it explains to children how to figure out how to get home. Can you tell people where they can buy Can You Help Me, Please? I Am Lost.
Yes, you can buy it at Amazon. It's www.amazon.com/can/you/help/please/lost DP14841787. 253, and you can also get it at Barnes & Noble.
Right, and let me just mention that all the books that authors read on my show can be found on my site, and they click on it and go to Amazon or where they need to go to buy it if they would like. Can you tell us about your other books?
Yes, I have 18 to 20 books, and they range anywhere from little children's books to teenagers' books to adult books with love stories. And I have a couple of funny books and one poetry book.
Oh, I mean, you'll have to come back and read a book, read another one to us.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so where can people find you and your books on the Internet?
You can find me at thegiftboxthatmeanteverything.webs.com or my author's page on amazon.com/author/Marjorie Simmons.
Okay. Well, thank you, Marjorie, for being here and reading your story to us. And now, let's see, we have next The Sneezy Wheezy Day by Sharon Kramer. Hi, Sharon. Thank you for being
here. Good morning, everyone. It's very nice to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Tell us about Sneezy Wheezy Day.
The Sneezy Wheezy Day is about a brother and sister cougar cub, and brother is ill. So what they do is they sneak into the woods to try to find their friends to get some advice on what they can do about sick brother cougar cub. We can find out what their friends have to say and if they're able to help brother in the Sneezy Wheezy Day. So this is The Sneezy Wheezy Day, written and illustrated by Sharon Kramer. The cougar cub kittens were sister and brother, who lived in their den by the edge of the hills. They played every day, one with the other, and practiced their pouncing and bouncing cat skills. The sun peeked so happily over the ridge as Girl Cougar bounded just barely ahead. Hurry! We're almost to the stone bridge! So onward the boy and Girl Cougar sped. I can't wait to swim in the crystalline pool, the boy cougar panted, now somewhat behind. It'll be quite refreshing and wonderfully cool. Just then he staggered and started to drool. My eyes don't seem right and my tongue feels so thick. I really don't think I feel very well. The girl cougar noticed. You look kind of sick, but there's someone I know who can probably tell. He's feathery white and slick as a lick. They went to the woods to find the white owl. He peered for a bit in Boy Cougar's eyes. Yep, I can see that something's afoul. You just need a slice of tearberry pie. So he gobbled one up with a gulp and a growl. But the Boy Cougar still continued to lag, so Girl Cougar led him into the trees. I think if we speak to the Royal King's stag, he can tell us a cure for a sick little cub, some potion or brew for a cougar disease. You've caught a bad bug, the king stag deduced, tilting his head so regal and wise. Tickle your nose with the tail of a goose and do it before the next blue moon rise. They thanked him and said their urgent goodbyes. The Canadian goose was so happy to help and tickled his nose that very same day. Boy Cougar coughed and gave a sad yelp. My throat feels like fire. My head stuffed with hay. Do you think I will ever again be okay? Maybe Red Fox will know what to do, his sister declared. Let's give it a try. She's clever and smart and so very sly. It's not very far, just a mile or two, and she's certain to know of a treatment for you. The fox's intentions were admirably kind, although not really helpful at all. The boy cougar tried to steady the ball, but his ears were all stuffy, his balance so poor, so time after time, it continued to fall. Girl cougar sat for a moment or two. Perhaps if we go see the Razorback Hog. He lives by the marble and marmalade cliff. Brother agreed with a slobbery sniff. It's not very far from the burgling bog. Plaster your chest with just enough clay. Wait till it dries, then jump in the pond. The Razorback nodded. Back the same way, back on the banks of the burgling bog, and you'll feel just like new by the end of the day. After the clay and a dip in the pool, the cougar cubs dried on the bank in the sun. Sister was worried. Her brother was sick. He was starting to fade and shivering some. His nose was too warm and had started to run. Boy Cougar sniffled and thought very hard. What if we visit Grizzly Old Bear? Girl Cougar tried to sound happy and sure. Of course, I agree. He may know a cure. So, off to the cliffs went the cougar cub pair. From the back of the cave mused the grizzly old bear. He looked the boy cougar full up and down. The reason you're warm is you have too much hair. Best if you trim it as short as you dare. Then they clipped him all up from his tail to his crown. Haircut complete, the girl cougar said, well, it's not really bad, but how do you feel? Tired. I think maybe ready for bed. So the bald little cougar headed downhill. The day was still warm, but he'd taken a chill. I have an idea, Girl Cougar exclaimed, as she made him a cup of kitty cat tea. Lay yourself down and make yourself comfy. She gathered his favorite pillow and blankie, then wrapped him all up, warm as can be. While Boy Cougar rested, she gave him a hug. After just a few hours, he opened his eyes. I feel so much better, snug as a bug. Then he realized, to his surprise, it was Sis who had made him feel better today because she had cared every step of the way. The end.
I can relate on a sneezy, wheezy day. Thank you, Sharon, go ahead.
You're welcome. It's a great sick day book.
So tell us where people can buy The Sneezy, Wheezy Day.
You can find The Sneezy, Wheezy Day by Sharon Kramer on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Any book site practically has The Sneezy, Wheezy Day. And you can also find it on TalkingBirdBooks.com. As a matter of fact, if you go to TalkingBirdBooks.com, you can see the book with me reading it set to music and sound effects. So that's kind of, and it's also on YouTube. They can YouTube it and find The Sneezy, Wheezy Day and see it being read. And so that's a wonderful day to start to engage a child in a book.
Good. I'll have to look for it on YouTube because I like to add them. I like to add book trailers and readings to my website for the show.
Sure.
Tell us about the other books you have. I know we have one that's out right now.
I have a couple more books. The Cougar Cub Tales is a series, and actually The Sneezy Wheezy Day is the third in this series and is also an interactive app on iPad. So look for The Cougar Cub Tales as a series. I have a new children's book called Marlo and the Monster, and Marlo and the Monster is separate from The Cougar Cub Tales, but is about a little boy that's pestered every night by a monster. And he doesn't know what to do with it, and he finally gives it to little sister Sarah, and she's the one that kind of helps solve his problem. But look for Marlo the Monster, because it's a lovely, the illustrations are graphic and might really surprise you.
I really enjoyed reading it. You sent me the book, and I really enjoyed it.
Awesome.
And you're right, the pictures are wonderful. As you know, I was just thrilled with it. I hope you'll come back and read that one too.
Oh, I'd love to. Absolutely love to. And I'm also a novelist. I have one novel. It's a historical fiction called The Execution that right now is number 2 in thrillers, free downloads on Amazon, and number 3 in historical fiction. And so The Execution is doing great. It's definitely adult novel, adult read, because it's, again, it's 14th century and, of course, has all the calamitous events that goes along in that century. But I'm really excited about the first of a 6-book series called The Cerulean Star. And this first book, it's young adult, and the first one is released July 1st. And so this is what's considered soft science fiction. It's kind of everybody's science fiction. But this book is about 3 alien children who are stranded in space, and they discover Earth and 3 human children. And after they lose their ship to the military, these 6 kids have to try to get it back. So it's kind of the ongoing adventures of these 6 children. But I'm really excited about The Cerulean Star. It comes out July 1st, and you'll be able to find it on Amazon and, of course, at Talking Bird Books. And there will be little blips about it on the website, too.
Okay, and that leads me to tell us your website again.
The website is, I'm the Talking Bird, and the website is TalkingBirdBooks.com. So you can find me and pretty much everything else on there.
Okay.
When you get to the website, there will be 2 doors, a door that will lead you to the children's book and a door that will lead you to other books. So if you're looking for the children's book, just turn left.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon, for being here and reading A Sneezy Wheezy Day to us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful.
You're welcome. And now we have, this week, we have Book Picks, a book review by author Rachel Rubin. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Dee Dee. Great to be here.
Today? Oh, good. I'm glad.
Oh, well, I'm fabulous today.
Good.
All right.
Tell us what book you're going to review.
Well, today I'm going to review Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus by Mo Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And here goes my review.
Okay.
What do you get when you add one bus and a very determined pigeon? You get Mo Williams' Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus, an interactive children's book that was awarded a Caldecott Honor In this book, readers will be asked to interact aloud and answer whether or not they think the pigeon ought to drive the bus. Readers will have to endure the pigeon's repeated attempts as he makes promises, begs, and even pleads with the audience to just let him drive the bus. In this story, Mo Williams has perfectly captured childish resolve through this strong-willed and downright bratty bird. This book is part of a series, Don't Let the Pigeon Stay Up Late, The Pigeon Wants a Puppy, and The Pigeon Finds a Hot Dog. In addition to the series, Mo Williams has a website where children and adults can visit for games and activities. You can even catch the pigeon tweeting on Twitter, no pun, I swear, at the underscore pigeon, P-I-G-E-O-N. And right now, I've given it 5 stars because it's an amazing book for those 2 years to 8 years of age. The book easily makes the 5-star mark for its creativity and charismatic storytelling. It's also got, Mo Williams has another book coming out pretty soon through Disney Hyperion. It's called The Pigeon Needs a Bath. This pigeon is just going places, I swear. really, this originally started by teaching kids how to do the right thing, even when they're being pressured. So, you know, when you read this book, the kids are supposed to respond with, no, you're not supposed to drive the bus. We're not going to let you drive the bus. So that kids can learn to handle, peer pressure, basically.
Very good idea.
Yes, definitely. I loved this book, and I will be buying it for a few nephews of mine.
Great. Now, I want to ask you about your books, Rachel. I know you have one book out now, and you have a new one coming out. So go ahead, tell us about them.
Okay, well, my first book is a YA novel. It's called Hag. It's a story about a girl who is having a difficult time in high school, and things are only made worse when she discovers her ex-boyfriend has been intimate with her best friend, who is also a boy. This book is out on Amazon, and it's also out on Barnes & Noble. It's in ebook form only. I took down the print edition because I wasn't satisfied with it. So that will be coming out probably around the same time that my next book comes out, which is a vampire novel. It's an adult novel. Okay. Old school vampire novel called Eternal Bond, which I hope to have out during the holiday season.
Okay. Well, give us your website, please. Rachel.
Oh, yes. My website is rachelrubin.com. That's RHCHELRUBEN.com.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rachel, for reviewing Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus for us.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, our time is just about up. I'm J.D. Holliday, and you can find me and my books at thebookgarden.net. The show site is at storytimeforkids.blogspot.com, and if you go there, you can find all the author's books at the bookstore, and you can click on them and go right to where you want if you want to purchase one of them. Also, let me see, our upcoming shows on the World of Ink Network are on June 4th, 7 p.m. Eastern, A Good Story is a Good Story with Marcia Casper Cook. On June 7th at 1 p.m. Eastern, we have Sizzling Hot Romance with Madison Montgomery. And you can watch for our other upcoming shows, Stories for Children with B.S. Grenier, What is Success, Families Matter Show, The Writing Mama Show, and The Right Step with R. Jeffries. And you can watch for my new show, The Author's Words. You can find out more about the hosts of our network at authorsofworldofinknetwork.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening. The next show is June 8th next week, when our stories will be The Adventures of Lele and Chub Chub by Aaron Chokin and Arizona is Where I Live by Rico Austin. Bye now.